Our text for this joyous celebration of our Lord's resurrection is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people the most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever asked yourself what makes Easter so special? Now, I realize I'm taking a dangerous assumption even when I make a statement like that. You, or perhaps people you know, may word that question quite a bit differently, saying something like, "What makes you think there's anything special about Easter?" Well, whether you think Easter's special or not, I think it is. And I'm here to tell you this day why. Why Easter is so special. Some may think that it's special because Easter brings spring. The flowers are starting to bloom. Did you see those by the front entranceway? Wow. Grass is starting to turn green. Winter's over. The warmer weather is right around the corner. You might even think that the reason we have all of these beautiful flowers up here on the altar is that we're saying, "Easter, rejoice, spring is here." But that's not what makes Easter special. Some religious folks might suggest that, well, Easter is special because we finally get to break that Lenten fast. The disciplined rigor of Lent can get kind of tiring depending on what one does. Some people give up chocolate for Lent. Others, fast on a regular basis or go into some strict diet of some sort or another. They might say what makes Easter so special is that I can have 2 eggs for breakfast again. In fact, they might even say, and if I want, I can make those 2 Cadbury eggs. Well, I didn't fast during this year during Lent, and Easter is just going to be just as special for me this year as ever. No, while the season of spring and the disciplines of Lent may enhance our celebration, they really are not what makes Easter special. What makes Easter so special is the fact that Christ has been raised from the dead. In other words, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Indeed. It is a fact, my friends, the entire statement. Christ did, in fact, die. The Roman soldier confirmed it when he stuck his sword in our Lord's side and out came water and blood separated. He was buried. The tomb was even secured with a government seal and an armed guard. But when the women came to the tomb that Easter morning, the seal was broken. The guards were gone. The stone had been rolled away. And the tomb was empty. Well, at least almost empty. Mark, in his account, says, "Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed, but he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.'" And then, they looked at that place where they had laid him, and all that was there were the linens that had been wrapped around his lifeless body on Friday afternoon. Yes, it is a fact that Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. First fruits. That's a word you don't hear very much, at least outside of church. However, that first word is one everybody uses, that word first. When one says something is first, it implies that there's something to follow it. Ever wonder why our text today is from 1 Corinthians, but our gospel reading isn't from 1 Mark? Well, it's a no-brainer. There's a 2 Corinthians in the Bible, but there's no 2 Mark. First fruit giving in the Old Testament is a sign of worshipful trust in God. The first part of the harvest is given to God, trusting that there will be more to follow that the people can live off of for their own needs. In a more urban society like this, we practice that same thing by writing our check to the church first. Before we pay any other bills on payday, trusting that the Lord will supply all that we need. And then we are told today that Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In other words, there are more resurrections to follow. In other words, we all have something to look forward to. It doesn't matter if we're 5 years old or 105 years old. In fact, for all of God's people in Christ Jesus, the best is yet to come. Why? It's simple. Huh? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And he is just the first fruit of what is yet to come. Now I know life on this earth can become quite wearisome. Our hearts get broken. Our bodies break down. Work can be difficult. So can family. Sometimes on Easter when we get up, the temperature is only in the 20s. There are disappointments, worries, regrets. We run into all different kinds of bullies. There's math homework, bad roads, bad weather, bad drivers, crime, war, escalating inflation, chronic pain, and on and on and on. And you know, the same holds true whether one's a Christian or not. Now, our attitudes may be different. Our coping skills tend to be better. But the same bad things happen to believers and unbelievers alike. That's why Paul writes, "If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people the most to be pitied." What makes Easter so special is that it assures us that the best is yet to come. We have something to look forward to. We have something to live for always. We are a people of everlasting hope. We know that our resurrection is right around the corner. And when we get raised, so will all the others who have died in the faith. We'll be given new bodies that will never grow weary. We'll be placed in a whole new creation, a creation that will never break down. And we will live forever with Christ and his people. No more death, no more sorrow, no more regrets, no more pains or problems. And that, my friends, is what makes each day worth living. It's what places a smile on my face, a song in my heart, a little jump in my step, because nothing can hold us down. The stone is rolled away. The guards are gone, and so is the body. Christ is the first to be raised from the grave, and our resurrections is sure, soon and sure to follow. No one can take it away, nor can anything, because Christ is risen. We are now, because of this resurrection, a people who are filled with eternal hope. And that's what makes Easter so special. In Jesus' name, amen.